Let's talk about Ronald Clay, C-L-A-Y, Ronald. R-O-N-A-L-D, today's 7/13/22, 1-8-69 date of birth, chief complaint. Headache, number one. Fatigue, number two. Leg pain, number three. Arm pain after working at the machine shop for a long time, number four. Let's see, abdominal pain, next number is nausea, next number is headache, next number is dizziness, next number is swelling in the neck. Our patient is a 53-year-old, generally healthy black gentleman, works at a machine shop. He's single, he has four children. He comes in with above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, bothered mainly with the leg pain, calf pain, and the nausea. His COVID test was positive. He has minimal respiratory symptoms. We're concerned about COVID causing hypercoagulation and possible DVT in his extremities with the amount of pain that he's having today. Immunization, never been COVID immunized. Allergy, none. Medications, none. Medical problems, no hypertension, no diabetes or other issues. Surgical history, some kind of thyroid surgery, but no cancer. Social, he smokes 2 cigars a day. He does drink alcohol. He's single. He's been single for a long time, has 4 children, works at a machine shop. Family history, dad's doing okay. He doesn't know if he has any hypertension or diabetes, but he knows that mom definitely has breast cancer. Allergy, none, I said that. He weighs 160, has not had much change in the past 6 months. 98%, 98.5, 16, 50, 134 over 66. Heart pauses, phone pauses, still lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, slight tenderness over the epigastric area, neck shows anterior and posterior lymphadenopathies, possible thyroid enlargement, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash, tenderness over the calf, upper and lower extremity, somewhat severe. Assessment number one, positive COVID. Number two, we talked about Paxlovid, he patient declined. We talked about Rocephin and Decadron that we generally use in this clinic, patient declined. Patient will be treated with Rocephin, no, Medrol Dospac, Z-Pak, and the Bromfit DM for cough. Next number, lots of rest. Next number is add aspirin, 81 milligram once a day. Next number is vitamin D, 10,000 units daily. Next number is we talked about his symptoms of abdominal pain and severe muscle aches and pains. We looked at his abdomen. His ultrasound is within normal limits. As far as abdominal ultrasound is concerned, the gallbladder is somewhat contracted. Kidneys, liver, spleen looks within normal limits. Prostate is slightly enlarged. He has minimal symptoms, by the way. Lower and upper extremity, next number shows no evidence of DVT and no evidence of PVD. I believe the pain is related to his COVID-19. His thyroid is a rather large thyroid, but I don't see any nodules or abnormality. The neck pain, the swelling, next number that he feels is most likely related to lymphadenopathy related to COVID-19. Next number is reevaluate in 1 week. Next time is if gets develops chest pain, shortness of breath, go to the emergency room. We'll come here. Next time is check blood work, including testosterone, hemoglobin A1C, and PSA. Next time we will call patient with the results of the blood test. Next time is we talked about diet and exercise. We talked about next time we talked about mild PVD that he's noticed that I'm noticing on the ultrasound and change of behavior, i.e., smoking. Must quit smoking. Also must cut back on his drinking. Next number, carotid ultrasound was done because of distant family history of stroke and also his dizziness today. There's minimal calcification present, average for age. Next number, echocardiogram shows, which was done for palpitation, and his most likely COVID symptoms shows a normal heart ejection fraction within normal limits, 60 to 65% today. Findings were discussed with patient at length, giving patient time to ask ample questions before discharge. Thank you.